Thank you all so much. I'm honored to be here. Today I'm going to be presenting research that I conducted for my master's thesis in 2007 and 2008 alongside Dr. Henan Cummings at Tarleton State University, evaluating Vitazyme as a fertilizer supplement in increasing tolerance in Bermudagrass to traffic stress. First of all, what is Vitazyme? Vitazyme is a liquid biostimulant manufactured and distributed by Vital Earth Resources in Gladewater, Texas. It's meant to kind of enhance plant growth and yield naturally and environmentally friendly way. It's microbially synthesized from plant materials such as triocontinol, gibberellic acid, folic acid, various B vitamins, among other ingredients that are also plant friendly. And Vitazyme is not meant to replace fertilizers in their ability to make plants grow and increase yield. In the past, in combination with a complete fertilizer, Vitazyme has been shown to increase crop yield in when applied to various row crops such as cotton, sweet corn, soybeans. However, there is currently no published research on Vitazyme testing in turf grass. And in turf grass, Vitazyme may be able to improve color, density, and root structure. And improving these factors, Vitazyme may also be able to increase traffic stress tolerance, also by improving root biomass and enhancing mycorrhizal symbiosis relationships within the root zone. And the objective of the study was to measure the effects of Vitazyme in different varieties of Bermudagrass when extreme traffic stress was applied, and to see if that Vitazyme improved color, density, and root biomass within the Bermudagrass. All data was subjected to the analysis of variance ANOVA for repeated measurements, and standard F tests were used to determine significant differences among treatments using Fisher's protected LSD test. And the effects of Vitazyme alone and in combination with a complete fertilizer were evaluated in established TIF Sport Bermudagrass in 2007. However, we discovered through soil analysis that there was a natural high fertilization within the soil root zone in the TIF Sport Bermudagrass trial. Therefore, it was moved to a Princess 77 Bermudagrass trial at the research farm at Tarleton. And the treatments included Vitazyme alone at the label rate, Vitazyme alone at twice the label rate, fertilizer alone, a complete fertilizer, fertilizer in combination with Vitazyme at the label rate, fertilizer in combination with Vitazyme at twice the label rate, and an untreated control. And fertilizers were applied at 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square foot per month. However, as a preparation for winter in both trials, 5-10-31 replaced the regular fertilizer at 1 pound of potash per 1,000 square foot as a preparation for winter. And each treatment in both trials was replicated 4 times. Vitazyme and fertilizer treatments were applied once a month. Fertilizer, being a granular, was applied using a shaker jar, as you can see in the picture to the right. And liquid Vitazyme was applied using a 2-wheeled CO2 pressurized boom, calibrated to deliver 58 gallons per acre at 39 PSI. And traffic stress was imposed using a Katy traffic simulator, which is a greens aerator where the hollow tines have been replaced with angle iron, tire tread, and cleats to simulate athletic footwear. And traffic was imposed to simulate football practice and games twice a week in 2 different directions, each application for a total of 4 passes per week. And the traffic was simulated past Bermudagrass dormancy to represent postseason play. Turfgrass quality was measured using a Spectrum Field Scout CM1000 chlorophyll meter, which is used to measure the amount of chlorophyll within the plant based on reflectance. The higher the reading within the meter, the greater the level of chlorophyll, thus the healthier the plant. And 10 locations in each plot were measured weekly. And measurements were taken between 11 a.m. and 1 o'clock p.m. when we determined the brightness level through the meter was a measure of 2 or greater. Turfgrass quality was also measured using visual quality, which was taken weekly to determine turf grass quality for both color and density separately. Using a rating scale that ranged from anywhere from 0 to 9, 0 being dead or no turf, 5 being minimal acceptance, 7 average turf, and 9 being completely ideal turf. Digital image analysis was also used to measure turf grass quality. Digital images were captured every other week using the light box, see in the picture to the right. And images were processed with a computer program known as Sigma Scan Pro, which counts the number of green pixels and gives you a measurement of density within the turf grass of the image on a quantitative scale. on a percentage basis. Clippings were also collected every other week by mowing strips measuring roughly 9 square feet down the middle of each plot. Those clippings were collected, they were dried, they were oven dried, and then their weights were determined gravimetrically. And at the end of each research period, 2 subsamples were collected randomly from each plot using a golf cup cutter. And the above and below ground dry biomass was determined gravimetrically. The above ground was separated using clippers, as you can see to the right, and the soil was washed away from the root zone to expose the below ground dry biomass, and they were determined gravimetrically. Since the 2007 research produced no significant differences, all of the following research will be from the 2008 trial. And each graph was kind of constructed the same way, so I'll set that up. The dates at the bottom represent dates in which the data was collected. The presence of asterisks over each date represents significant differences between treatments for each of those dates. The only thing that changes within each graph is what is represented by the y-axis. In this case, turf grass quality was measured with the Spectrum Field Scout chlorophyll meter. Along the y-axis, you can see the chlorophyll indices as indicated by that meter. And we can see a significant separation between fertilizer treatments and non-fertilizer treatments throughout the research. However, when we went to compare the fertilizer alone treatments and the fertilizer in combination with Vidazyme treatments, they were very rarely significantly different from each other. This graph represents the percentage of cover as determined by the digital image analysis method. Along the y-axis is the percentage of density represented in each image on a percentage scale. And once again, we can see a significant separation between fertilizer treatments and and treatments that did not contain fertilizer. However, once again, there were no significant differences between fertilizer alone and fertilizer in combination with Vidazyme. This graph represents clipping weights. The y-axis represents the dry biomass weight in grams of each treatment. And as you can see, it takes a little bit longer in this graph for significant differences to appear between fertilized treatments and non-fertilized treatments. It kind of appears towards the end of August. And even towards the end of August and the beginning of September, we noticed that fertilizer in combination with Vidazyme at twice the label rate indicated to have a greater dry biomass weight than all the other treatments alone. However, towards the end of the research, we do notice that the fertilizer alone did display higher clipping weights than the other treatments. This graph represents visual quality on a color basis using the same scale that was explained earlier. Once again, we see a separation between fertilizer treatments and non-fertilizer treatments. And once again, there were really no significant differences between fertilizer alone and fertilizer in combination with Vidazyme. The same can be said for the graph displaying visual quality ratings on a density basis. Once again, there's a significant difference between fertilizer alone, fertilizer and non-fertilizer treatments. However, there's no significant differences between fertilizer alone and fertilizer in combination with Vidazyme. So in conclusion, throughout 2008, quality results were significant throughout the growing period. However, those significant differences were generally noted between fertilizer and non-fertilizer treatments. When you compared fertilizer alone and in combination with Vidazyme, there really weren't significantly differences in most instances. And most that were noted between the two, it was usually the fertilizer alone treatment that had greater turf grass quality in the presence of extreme traffic stress. We also determined that the use of the Field Scout CM1000 chlorophyll meter and the digital image analysis method were very helpful in obtaining very quick and non-subjective data while in the field. And at this point, I'll be happy to take any questions anybody has.
Any questions? We have plenty of time for questions. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
On the container itself, does it say how much gibberellic acid it is by content or parts per million or anything?
I do believe that gibberellic acid is one of the two main ingredients comprised within Vidazyme, and one of the most important because gibberellic acid does help elongate cells and cell growth, cell development, so that may be the one main ingredient that helps Vidazyme increase row crop yield. However, in my study, in the presence of extreme stress, it really just didn't seem to make much of a difference at all.
Would you recommend people use it?
If somebody asked me if they should purchase Vitazyme alongside fertilizer in the presence of extreme stress, I would say they'd probably save your money and just use fertilizer alone. In my study, that's what I saw. Yes, sir.
Are there any other observational differences, you know, like maybe dew in the morning if you go out there real early, whether anything different in the, on the leaves or anything like that with the Vitazyme where it was alone versus the...
I actually didn't notice many dew or any visual observations like that. Probably the biggest difference between treatments would obviously be color and density in the presence of that extreme traffic stress, because traffic does tend to lower the color quality of turf grass and also to reduce that density within the visual observations above the crown of the turf grass. So those would probably be the two main visual observations.
What does the label read like for the application? Do you let it dry on for X amount of hours or water it in? How is that specified?
It's actually recommended that you kind of let it dry in. We did not irrigate it in after any applications. When we made it throughout the research period, we did let it dry. And we applied it at a certain time of the day where we knew it would be dry before it would be irrigated. Thank you all for your time.